This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, have you ever tried really reaching out for the other side? Maybe climbing on rainbows, but baby, here goes.
Should you be thinking about traveling to Tampa Bay in the Anything Goes state to take in the Super Bowl, Wiggy, and to see Tom Brady give it a go at number 7, the tickets will cost you anywhere between $11,173 to $75,460. There are only 400 Super Bowl tickets that are available, apparently, for the general public.
So, how many people are they letting in for this game?
I think it's 21,000?
22,000?
22, yep.
If that
was 7,500 are first responders.
If that was 9,000 at Lambeau, that was the loudest 9,000 people I've ever heard.
It looks like it was more than that.
Tom Brady said something about that post game that they were loud. But
it looked like it was more than 9,000 people in that stadium.
There were 1,000 Gronks there, so they had every brother, cousin, sister, family member.
Who are you glomming onto for your tickets?
I don't know. I'm.
This has to be a challenging year for you.
Yeah, it's the hottest ticket to get, man. The matchup is.
I mean, I think it's inappropriate that Curtis and his father both wrote in saying that they were doctors and that they should get some of those first responder tickets.
So Dr. Pepper.
Wiggy's a doctor of life.
I wouldn't want to. I like to watch the Super Bowl from the comfort of the crib.
Wiggy, really? You just had such an easy line. Dr. Dre.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Oh, he forgot about Dre.
Even though it's a great matchup, I want to watch it from the comfort.
You wouldn't
want
to go to this one?
Nah, because Tampa's not really like that. It's, you know, the.
It's not Miami?
Yeah, it's not Miami, the Panda. It's the only reason why I'm going to the Super Bowl is for the weekend festivities and strip clubs. Right. It's not the same, man. What's it? Ybor City? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I signed up for a Super Bowl. Ybor City was like Mardi Gras. Unbelievable.
I think next year it's in Miami. So the next year, if Brady and the Pats playing the Super Bowl,
well, it's going to be.
It was in Miami last year.
It's going to be a lot different because the at least the Chiefs are not allowed to go until 2 days before the Super Bowl.
Right. Schefter reported that yesterday that they're going to do all of the pre Super Bowl media availability virtually.
Ooh, so it's going to be virtual Gronk Beach.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So Roger Goodell can virtually select 7 handpicked easy questions for the Ask the Commissioner segment.
This is David. Hello, David.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for taking the call.
Of course.
So here's my thing. This goes a little bit towards Ken. Why do people keep saying, and Ken, you were saying this, that the dream team, that's why Tampa Bay is in the Super Bowl. Come on, anyone out there, the reason they're in the Super Bowl is part of the biggest reason. It's because of Tom Brady. Yes, they have good weapons. Yes, they have a good team. But Tom Brady is the reason they're there. Tom Brady is the reason the Patriots had 6 and went to 9. Okay, let's not forget about this. The last time we had a team that was a wild card team, they went to the Super Bowl, not the last time, but one of the times, they went to the Super Bowl and they upset our Patriots. That was the Giants. Okay, Tampa Bay has a good team, and Tom Brady is the reason, though. He is the reason.
Well, they have
there.
A great. They have a great team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they assembled a great team, but Tom Brady went down there, and Ken, would you acknowledge that at least from a leadership perspective, he probably was able to convince some of those guys that they can, you know, they can win these playoff games.
Sure, but the last two games, the playoff wins, were they because of Tom Brady or were they because of the Bucks? I mean, certainly the Saints win was because of their D. I mean, Linda Holiday nailed that.
Yeah, yeah. So, no. Ken, the first half doesn't count in your interview?
It counts.
It was
counts,
a
Curtis.
Perfect half of football.
But three interceptions on consecutive drives in the second half, does that count?
Of course
because
it does.
That should have cost them the game if they're not playing an idiot
but
coach.
Ken's trying to play both sides of the fence here because all throughout this year he was mocking me, saying that Tom Brady failed, he made a mistake, he wishes he were still here,
yeah.
Bruce Arians is an idiot. Now you can't then say it's a super team and it's not his doing.
Tom Brady is not, he's not sitting there this morning thinking mm-hmm. that he made any kind of mistake whatsoever.
Right, well, but Curtis is a little fraudulent too because he criticized me for saying, you know, Cam Newton helped this team win games because of his legs.
Right.
And
he sucks.
And he goes, no, it was Nick Foles who actually had done it, but Cam helped him get in position. I think when you look at Brady, the same way he won, I forget what Super Bowl that was against the Rams, it was about him making the plays that he needed to make to get the team in position.
He was not great in that game.
But
the defense won that game.
Right. The defense was a big part of why they won, but Brady still had to make those plays when his opportunities presented themselves.
Why does it keep happening? Now we're looking at 20 years, half of his career mm-hmm. is ending in a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So you think it's just always the people around him?
Well, we're talking about this year. Nobody's knocking his first nine trips to the Super Bowl.
You're trying to knock his performance yesterday.
Yes.
No, he's just saying that he got lucky. I mean, Ken's lead was that Tom Brady is there because of luck.
They won
phenomenally.
And officials, which is your lead, and
they,
I agree.
They won back-to-back games on the road as underdogs. That is
Does
not a
Does it matter,
super
though,
team.
This year on the road? I mean,
how many other road teams won?
Were fans even a factor?
No, they weren't a huge factor. I just think the travel element and all the things that you have to do
is a part of it.
Is a part of it.
How many games have the Bucks won in their history that were under 30 degrees?
But not many, probably.
Okay,
right?
So that's obviously a clear home field advantage.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of this topic, let's get to the dumbest of the day.
It's time for
the
dumbest of the day.
Scoober, Montana, social media in Oklahoma, down in Atlanta. It's a whole nother Kember, Terry Francona, Kansas Soda.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Time now for the dumbest of the day, and we listened to everything that was said over the weekend, and Ken Laird is leading the charge this morning, and Ken says that Rex Ryan, and what he said over the weekend, is the dumbest of the day, correct?
Well, yes, and I took this power away from Curtis because he would never have played this, but it is dumb. Rex Ryan on ESPN's Sunday NFL Countdown with this declaration.
Nobody wanted to go to New England to be coached by Bill Belichick. They wanted to play with Tom Brady.
Brilliant.
Nobody wanted to go to New England to be coached by Bill Belichick?
Yeah, I don't really get that one. Because when you look at all the big name free agents that the Patriots got over the years, weren't they defensive players?
Mm-hmm. Roddy Harrison, Mike Vrabel,
Stephon Gilmore, Darius Thomas. They were all
Darrell Revis.
I get it. The narrative is that guys don't like playing for Bill. I get it.
I don't
but
think
there's
I,
a, but there's a lot of guys like Teddy Bruschi and others who say that they did.
Well, I don't think I think people have this misconception that guys didn't like playing for Bill. Guys respected Bill. Now his personality was, you know, you had to get used to that, right? It was different in the sense where, you know, it was about winning. And now, granted, I know it's changed, and having Brady helped that out. That's why guys went there, because they knew if they went there, the chances of them getting to a Super Bowl was greater than playing for any other organization.
But it was because of both of them. It was because you had the chance to be coached by Bill and to play with Tom Brady.
Wiggy, I have a question. Are players signing with the Bucks because they want to play in Kansas Soder? Are players signing with the Chiefs because they want to play with Patrick Mahomes or for Andy Reid?
Well, I think when you look at the free agents that they get, I think it's about them looking at this team and going, this team is the best chance of me winning a Super Bowl.
I'll ask it again. Are they going because they get to play with Patrick Mahomes or for Andy Reid?
He's saying because they look at where they have the best chance of winning.
Right.
And why do they have the best chance of winning?
Coming to New England, I think because they came to New England because of Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
Yeah.
You can't just wipe him off the slate, Curtis.
I'm not. I'm just asking a question. Today, you look at the Chiefs. I think Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL today.
Right.
And I think players want to play with Patrick Mahomes on a Patrick Mahomes team. But Andy Reid never won anything before he got Patrick Mahomes.
Well, but I mean, Andy Reid was a good coach. You're right. He never won anything. But don't you think that guys look at it and go, his ability to win Patrick Mahomes is because Andy Reid plays a hand into that? Because you look at Aaron Rodgers, right? Before this game, everybody told me that Aaron Rodgers was the GOAT. So why aren't people going to play with Aaron?
He was the boat. Oh, he wasn't the GOAT. He was the boat.
So, he's the boat.
So why aren't people going to Green Bay to play with Aaron Rodgers, right? Yeah. And you got to look at the coach and the quarterback and go, okay, for me, this is the best chance of me being able to get to a Super Bowl because of everything that this team has.
Yeah, Rex Ryan he can't stand Bill Belichick. almost on the
he's
same
like
level
Curtis.
As Curtis. Yeah. All right, that is the dumbest of the day, and here is Ken to tell you what is trending this morning.
The best Patriots offseason coverage can be found right here. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, you can listen to Super Bowl 55 right here on Sports Radio WEEI, Sunday, February 7th, 6:30 kickoff at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. The Chiefs, a 3-point favorite, opened as 3.5. That came down a half quickly overnight. But obviously, Brady is the story, presented with that NFC trophy yesterday, and here's what he talked about on Friday.
Well, it's a great football team. They've been playing well all season, and to come beat them at home, there were 9,000 fans. It felt like a little more than 9,000, but just great to get another road win. And now we got a home game. Who would ever thought, a home Super Bowl for us, but we did it.
Tom, just real quickly.
Let's bring some other people up. Come on.
Okay, let's get Bruce Arians up here,
yeah,
Tom.
Come on, baby. There you go, baby.
I give him credit for that. Very classy. Nice job by Brady. Get some other people up there. Arians' first head coaching trip to a Super Bowl, but he'll be. Well, does anybody care?
No one really cares.
I really wish this was a time where you had the media that could be actually physically there, because there'd be Bruce at his podium with like one person in front of it.
Would he have his mask right side up? That's the question I want to ask. Man. I mean, that was upside down the for most of that game.
But he does say stuff, including they had the quote from him to Peter King on the telecast yesterday about how we let Brady coach.
Yeah.
So he'll say something inflammatory next week.
He also, I think he dropped an F-bomb during that trophy presentation.
Oh, boy.
I noticed they had to dump out of that yesterday.
He's going to say Brady has never been as good as a quarterback in his whole career since he's been here, because we give him the freedom to do what he wants.
How about the Dan Shaughnessy Boston Globe hot take? For Belichick, this is worse than Spygate, worse than Deflategate, worse than David Tyree or the Philly special.
Yeah.
Watching Brady go to another Super Bowl without him.
I mean, it's an interesting take. Do you think Bill looks at this and says that Tom going on to do what he's done down there is the worst experience in his coaching career?
I mean, that appears to be what Linda was experiencing.
Yeah, I don't think he looks at it like that. But it's human nature to just look and go, man, this dude's winning, going to another Super Bowl.
And I like Wiggy. I like your lead. This will inspire Bill to go after Stafford or maybe Aaron Rodgers. Maybe he left
his
future.
Is Bill going to pay either one of those guys what you're going to have to pay them?
Stafford is not that bad. It's like $20 million a season for the next 2 years.
Yeah, Stafford's not that bad. But could you get
him for just the 15th pick?
Yeah, you could get him for the 15th. I mean, you don't obviously have to throw on like another pick, like a second or a
Justin
fourth round.
Rohrwasser.
Is Patricia coming back here a factor either way when it comes to Stafford?
I don't know if it is, because I don't think it is, because Stafford's not going to have to deal with Patricia. We don't even know what his role is going to be. Stafford's going to deal with Josh McDaniels more than anything. But Belichick got to know, if Brady wins another one, he has to win another Super Bowl before he retires.
Yep. Celtics win last night. They get Tatum back tonight against the Bulls, most likely on the road. Start of, I think, 7 of 8 on the road for the Celtics. Bruins might win on Saturday night, 6-1. They'll get out of tomorrow.
Absolutely. That was a great win.
Able to score?
That's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back to more The Craig Hill Show on EEI.
They'll be back next year.
No question.
They will. I'll tell you what. The AFC, it's going to be similar,
loaded.
Jim. It's going to be loaded. I'm telling you, New England's going to get back in this thing. I have a feeling Belichick, with that much salary cap, he'll find a way to come back in this thing.
Well, never mind Joe Exotic. Wiggy has been screaming free Trey songs all morning. I don't know. What happened at the AFC Championship game?
He got arrested, Danielle. I don't know if you saw Trey Songz, the video of him on social media.
What was he doing?
They said he was just sitting there just chilling, and then next thing you know, the cops were on him. He was choking out one cop. It was a huge fight.
It was a whole big kerfuffle, Greg,
yes,
if you will.
A kerfuffle in the stands.
Right, was it? Did he at least get to see most of the game? Or,
I think he got to see most of it. The one thing I did notice when there was all this was going on, he did not have a mask on. So maybe that could have been.
That
could have been what it was all about.
Tom Brady was maskless all post game. Ken, are you upset about that? Are you worried?
That's fine. He's outdoors.
Okay. We already know there's no protocol going to this.
Yeah,
we saw Mahomes with the concussion protocol.
And Bruce Arians had his mask on his head, which is kind of weird.
So Romo sounds confident that Bill will get this team back to the glory days, back to the chosen land pretty quickly. I mean, you feel the same way as Romo, Wiggy?
I've lowered my expectations with this team. Now just get me into the playoffs, because the thing that's going to be extremely difficult to do, the Kansas City Chiefs are the gold standard in the AFC. Right now there's not a team that's even close. Look what they did to the Buffalo Bills.
I know.
I mean, everybody talks about the Buffalo Bills. Look what they were able to do to that football team. And when you look at the AFC, it's really Kansas City and then everybody else. So, yeah, if you get me in the playoffs, I feel confident that you can get to the AFC Championship game, because there's no other team after Kansas City that I look at and go, oh, they're a good team, or they look like they could be the next team.
This is Tibbs from Newburyport. What's up?
Yep, watching the sunrise again, guys. Everybody's making a big deal in the media about back to the last penalty interference call, pass interference, about the flag coming in late. But who cares? In my opinion, give that referee a medal like the presidential one Belichick didn't take, because I think he's, you know, letting his brain take 2 or 3 seconds to process, was it catchable, which it definitely was, in my opinion.
It was?
He would have caught that.
So then you make, you know, then you throw it, do it once and do it right, is my point.
You think that ball was catchable?
Yeah, because if he doesn't...
I'm not sure about that.
The way Brady put it, if you look at it from, like, the camera behind him, where Brady put it, he has a good chance if he catches it, he's probably going to go a long way, because once the guy pulls him, he completely slows him down. But it's at that point in the game where you go, is this where you eat your whistle?
Well, Well, you haven't been calling that kind of thing all game long.
And if it was to N'Keal Harry, it's always uncatchable.
Yeah, well. And that's where, I think that's where your lead comes into play with this being the conspiracy theory, because the matchup is perfect. How many teams really thought Kansas City was going to lose to Buffalo? Not many.
Not many.
So you get Brady in, okay, knowing that Kansas City's going to be there. This is the perfect matchup.
It's Tom's dynasty versus the new 2.0 dynasty.
By the way,
this is exactly what the NFL wanted when Tom left here.
Can we do a redo of the dumbest of the day? Because 30 seconds ago, I saw the dumbest tweet in the history of Boston sports media.
Sure. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Jeff Howe. The Athletic. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady versus Bill Belichick? No way to find a winner in that argument. I mean, can you do the guy's laundry a little bit less transparently for the rest of the city?
Are you saying today that the discussion is over?
Yes.
Tom has won.
Yes.
Tom won the divorce.
Yes.
I'd agree with Curtis on that.
You would?
And it's painful to think. Yeah.
It's over.
My man.
It's over.
He got to the Super Bowl. He took another team to the Super Bowl, and that team was a wild card team.
Okay, so what if Bill goes next year and wins one?
Well, then, there we go. Then
what if I learn how to fly?
So then it's not over.
Well, then it wouldn't be over. Then the conversation.
So how can you call it over now?
Well, as of right now, it's over.
Well, let's look at Ben Volen. He just tweeted out the odds for next year. The Patriots have worse odds to win the Super Bowl next season than the Jacksonville Jaguars, than the Chicago Bears, the Las Vegas Raiders, the Arizona Cardinals, the Cleveland Browns. They are a horrible
football team. Well, who cares about the odds now? They have no quarterback. They haven't spent any of their cap money. That's all going to happen in the next 3 months.
Bill has to get to another Super Bowl. In order for this conversation for him to kind of get back on the same level as Brady, he has to get to another Super Bowl. And if Brady wins, Bill has to win. He's got to be thinking about that. He has to be. Brady left, went to another team, and that following year is in a Super Bowl. You have, if you're Bill Belichick, that's why I'm saying, I'm rooting for Brady to win. Because if he does win, you think Belichick wants to end this career going,
no,
Brady left here, won another one, and won one?
He's going to be even more obsessed than he has been, which is difficult to be, right?
And he's liable to coach till he's in his 90s to get his next Super Bowl.
And Jeff Howe, by the way, was also the guy who last spring said that, quote, Jarrett Stidham had a lot of Jimmy Garoppolo in him. So, well done.
Real Jimmy G or fake Jimmy G?
I don't know.
There are two out there.
This is Derek, the Steelers fan. Derek, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, D.
Oh, Hill Dog, I'll tell you something. This really, short of my Steelers taking it, but thankfully they didn't, because I know what Purdy would do to them if they were there. So, short of that, this could not have worked out any better. I love this. These people, all of a sudden, they want to downplay this because the refs. I've been telling you people about that guy Cleet Blakeman for 10 years. Okay, he basically is Purdy's president of his fan club. Okay, he's rigged more games for Purdy than anybody, and now all of a sudden you people are calling him out. It's just beautiful. And then he got lucky, Ken, huh? Okay. Yeah, there was no luck against Seattle or Atlanta, was there?
Okay, what'd you think of LaFleur's decision?
Therein lies the bigger issue. And I've been saying it about Tomlin for 15 years. When you hire these nitwit coordinators, and that's what he is. He's a glorified coordinator. So when it comes down, when the money's on the table and you got to make a decision, he pissed his pants. Period. Now, the other thing, Hilldog, I love this, because now the diehards are relegated to being like, the Browns fans. It's beautiful. Okay, now all of a sudden, 1 minute, Rodgers is a choking dog, and then 2 minutes later, he's going to come to Foxborough and team up with Bill Hilldog. Like, every quarterback suddenly is coming to Foxborough. Like, please, you people. Okay, it's over. Okay, go find Bedazzle Bob and ask him what happened. Because that's the guy. What a dark, lonely night for Nike and and Linda last night, huh? I would have loved to have been a fly on that wall.
I love how Derek says you people about the conspiracy theory, but Greg's the only one who talks about it. He you people has a name. It's Greg Hill.
The diehards have embarrassed themselves this year.
You don't think...
embarrassed themselves. They're frauds.
Derek.
That stadium is going to be... That stadium, Wiggy, okay, is going to be relegated to the campground that it once was, and it's going to be empty, and it's not because of Kenny's pandemic.
That's where the flea markets will be.
Derek, you don't find it at least interesting to think about the fact that the exact matchup that Roger Goodell and the NFL wanted is happening in this Super Bowl thanks to thanks to a late game call and to a concussion protocol, a questionable execution of the concussion protocol.
Oh yeah, and you know, funny you mention that because I haven't, like I said a week ago. Suddenly, the old COVID testing protocols, things are real relaxed now, huh, Kenny?
Yes.
Okay. Mask are off on the sidelines. You know, nobody's come up with a false positive or anything. It's all quiet. Crickets. Hildon, okay, you and your conspiracies, you could say that for the past 10 years, yeah, that they've wanted pretty here or this or that. The fact is, the greatest of all time walked out on you, buddy.
Yeah,
and
it's true.
I can't get enough of it.
It is true. Thank you, Derek.
We go way back.
You're damn right we do, Tom. We go way back.
Breaking news. Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes got the vaccine after last night's game.
We have audio that we should get to later today from the Fitzy and Laird show over the weekend where Nick just sort of came out there and like it was nothing, with breaking Brady news from last offseason that I have not heard anywhere else regarding his negotiations with the
really?
Patriots. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Right. Well, why don't we get to that after
eight? Sat on that thing for a while, huh?
I know.
Jesus.
I have a hangover without being drunk. It's very weird.
That's weird.
This is Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's going on?
Christopher.
I went into work, and my coworker had on 6:80 a.m.
Yes.
And Scott from Weymouth was on there.
Oh, he was on 6:80 a.m. He's calling all the other morning shows. He's been calling this morning asking when his probation is over.
Yes, he's got.
He doesn't understand what lifetime ban means.
I guess not.
I feel so bad for those
hosts.
Hello, my friend. Scott from Weymouth.
Let me straighten out a couple things.
His explanation, though. One time he called and he wanted to apologize. I want to hear the apology,
I mean, it's
though.
Okay that he apologizes, but the guy was issued a lifetime ban. That's an executive order. That can't be reversed.
All right, Wiggy.
Yo.
You there?
No pardon for him?
No, he does not get a pardon. Not after the way he acted.
He's been trying Jay Severin all year. He doesn't understand why he's not there.
Oh, boy.
I saw over the weekend that Curtis. Joe Exotic is fully confident that Joe Biden is going to pardon
him.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Okay.
Okay. Do you think Joe Biden even knows what Netflix is? Or I mean,
no.
Do you think Joe and Dr. Jill watched The Tiger King? I mean,
no, he's watching Golden Girls.
Joe loves 60 Minutes.
Right. So if Betty White happens to get in trouble, she'll get a pardon.
Joe Exotic on the lanai. Imagine that.
Biden
be wearing
just
one of Blanche's furs.
Biden just watches old baseball games.
That's very on brand. This was a great one.
Coming up during the news in just a few moments, Joe Biden has spoken about the pandemic.
All right.
And it's very interesting what he said. So we will get to we'll get to that.
The pandemic's over. I don't know what we'll
everything's been cooling off so fast this last week. It's amazing.
We'll get to
coronavirus is gone.
We'll get to that in just a little bit. That's coming up in just a little bit.
Wild.
This is Steve.
Casino's opening back up for 24 hours.
Good morning, guys.
Hello. Hey, Steve, what's up?
What's up, Steve?
Is that Wiggy talking over me? Oh, my God.
Hey, you know, it's a new thing. It's a new thing on the show.
Just a few things. I wanted to mention the mindset of Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. You know, Ken's over there whining about, three interceptions in a row, blah, blah, blah. Tampa Bay goes, hey, long interception's like a good punt. they don't look at it as like, oh my God, we'll never win the game because of three turnovers. And Ken, you are like a completely different person on your little show with Fitzy. I almost like you on that show.
Oh, that's
but
nice.
I just want to say, yeah, I mean, have a great day. Oh, and one last thing. That kid, guy from Weymouth, let's not even mention his name anymore. Let's ban that, too.
All right. The caller formerly known as, or something like that.
I love the spin that Brady's picks are like punts to Tampa Bay. Like he threw three in a row on purpose. We've reached now a complete 180 the other direction.
Yeah, I mean, listen. I can't agree with your lead and say that it was that he's lucky. He certainly played a great first half of football.
So, but what do you think about Ken's lead? Maybe there's a little bit to the road, right? We talked about this a couple years ago with the Bruins.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about Brady's road, which I think is extremely difficult as a wild card team, but you get Heinicke in the first round.
Yeah,
you get you see Michael Thomas, Drew Brees' wide receiver, for basically saying my quarterback couldn't throw over 10 yards. That's why I was running all shallow crosses.
Right,
pretty
right.
easy to cover me.
Yeah.
And, you know, Aaron Rodgers, I would say, is the legit of legit. But then you got his coach who's an absolute moron.
So you're saying they had an easy road going on the road.
I ain't saying anything before I get G-Hilled. I ain't saying anything.
Wait, you sound like an idiot, honestly.
No.
That was we all said that if he goes through Brees and Rodgers to
I'm
get
not
to the
saying
season,
that.
But
I'm,
what are you saying?
I'm just saying I'm echoing Ken's.
So what are you saying?
Saying I already told you. I think the road that Brady went through as a wild card team is the hardest thing to do. But I wonder if, you know, when you look at some of the teams that he played.
So he got lucky along the way.
Wouldn't say lucky. I would say fortunate.
Same thing to me. That's an endorsement. Thank you, Wiggs.
You know, Heinicke. 10 broken ribs or 11 broken ribs based on what Drew Brees' wife said. And, you know, the Aaron Rodgers is legit, but his coach absolutely is a moron. So I give you the Aaron Rodgers one.
What? I don't think you can, as much as you might want to, you can't take anything away from Tom Brady.
No, not taking
smug,
away.
That's smug, literally Curtis the point. Curtis is right. Curtis is smug today, and rightly so. He has every right to be.
Your lead is that the refs fixed the game.
No, I just said I'm not a big conspiracy guy. What am I not allowed to make people think? I'm just asking
can
you.
Can I not ask the question, caller?
Isn't it amazing that it turned out exactly the way the NFL would have wanted it to turn out?
I think, Greg, everybody, if they're being honest, when they saw that delayed flag land at the feet of the Green Bay defensive back, they were like, what? That smells funny.
Yes.
But for anybody today to go back and rewrite the history of the road Brady took to get to the Super Bowl, given what we were all saying as he went through it, it is the height of dishonesty.
Well, Curtis, you find out new things like Brees and his injury status. You find out new information along the way. Yes, we thought one way before the path. Then afterward, we find out do you think it's a factor that Brees couldn't throw 10 yards down the field? Did that impact the game?
Of course. Why were they 3-point underdogs?
Well, we didn't know that.
So
before
Vegas,
the game.
Vegas doesn't Vegas. Know. Come on, Ken.
Apparently not.
You're
I didn't
an idiot.
Know. I mean, it was not clear to me.
Get the Michael Thomas tweet. He said it.
Who had a tougher road to the playoffs? I mean, to the Super Bowl, the Chiefs or the Bucks?
Well, the Chiefs won with a backup quarterback last week.
True, and the Bills were as hot as anybody. They were like 11-1 in the rest of the game.
Had a tougher road.
The Chiefs did. In hindsight.
Two home games versus three road games? What are you
talking
about?
A concussed quarterback with turf toe. Greg's right. A backup quarterback wins it last week, and then they beat a hot Bills team.
So Brady shouldn't be in the Super Bowl, according to you?
No, I mean, it's just the path. Like the Bruins. Yeah. Wiggy's right. Like the Bruins made it to a cup by avoiding Tampa Bay.
Who are the MVPs the Bruins went through? What are you talking about?
I love
what
triggered
MVP.
Curtis. Triggered Curtis is my favorite.
There was only one MVP that Brady went through.
There are two people in our entire listening audience who think Brady had an easy road.
No. But you said Brady went through one MVP, and that was Aaron Rodgers.
MRVP, yes.
He went through one. Yeah. That was it.
Oh, he's saying Drew Brees.
Washed up. I mean, he was done.
Drew Brees never won an MVP, so why would you say Drew Brees? He's not an MVP.
Okay, let's go through the MVPs that Tom Brady has gone through to get to a Super Bowl or to win a Super Bowl.
This year?
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes.
Well, no,
Matt
year,
Ryan.
Why are you going
Peyton Manning.
Revisionist history.
Right.
Why are you talking about old S?
Yeah, why are you talking about old stuff? Every time I bring out Cam Newton's MVP season, you go, that was 5 years ago.
If you mention Cam Newton one more time the next 2 weeks,
stay
I'm
on the
set
now.
Myself on fire.
Stay on the now.
Do it. You won't.
Stay on the now. Would
face
you
the
say,
camera.
Would you say, I think,
yes.
I think Brady's accomplishment was tremendous.
Yes.
It's a wild card
okay,
team.
Good. Next topic.
But,
would but I say what?
Would you say that it worked out just right on the road that he had to go
Yes,
through.
It did. For both he and for Patrick Mahomes. It worked out just right.
A 43-year-old.
The NFL, has- amazingly, the NFL got the matchup, the dream matchup that they wanted for this Super Bowl.
Isn't it amazing that a 43-year-old had never made it to the playoffs or won a playoff game, and Tom Brady at the age of 43 won three in a row, according one, at the okay. frozen tundra of Lambeau Field?
Oh,
pretty impressive.
God.
We got to take a break. It is a Buccaneers Monday at WEEI, and we will be back with Danielle in today's news.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI. It's time for...
Here's your news story.
The news.
Confronted Fisher in the backyard of his home. Next page.
With your host...
Hello.
Danielle Murr.
What would you do if you lost your sense of taste?
Lose 40 pounds?
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
We're not breaking any news here, Curtis.
Northeast Men's Health offices you can visit, one in Dedham next to Legacy Place and the other in Salem, New Hampshire. You can learn more when you go to northeastmenshealth.com.
Well, it seems over the last week or so that things are changing rapidly with regard to what's happening all over the world with COVID and a bunch mm-hmm. of other things. We're seeing a lot of the restrictions being rolled back. But the president, Joe Biden, did say over the weekend, there's really nothing that can be done over the next few months about
the
pandemic.
What? There's nothing that can be done.
Nothing that can be done, Greg.
Oh, all right.
We just got to float.
Okay.
There's nothing we can do to change the trajectory of the pandemic in the next several months. This would overwhelm emergency shelters, increase COVID-19 infections as people have nowhere to go and are can't socially distance. The American Rescue Plan asked Congress to provide rental assistance for millions of hard-hit families and tenants.
I thought the guy said when he was running for office, Ken, that he had a plan
this
that can
stop amazing.
The pandemic.
This is, see, this is how the right works. Out of context, he says at the beginning, if we don't act now, and Curtis took that out of the clip. That is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Outrageous.
He just said to you, for months he said he had the plan.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was going to get in there and he was going to stop the pandemic.
What about he says if we don't act now, we can't change the trajectory.
Now. We are acting now.
Right.
I thought it was 100 days, 100 million vaccines. What happened to that one?
That is dirty by Curtis. That is unbelievable.
Listen, I got to tell you something. I was looking to this man to save us, and I don't know if it's going to happen.
So do I wear a mask then?
Yes,
these
of course.
These are the dirty tactics you guys turn mm-hmm. to.
You're supposed to wear two now because of the variant.
Okay.
I heard a doctor from Brigham and Women's, I think it was Brigham and Women's, over the weekend say that everybody should be double masked up now. Especially if you want to go to a restaurant past 9:30, because 9:30 p.m. is when things get dangerous.
Speaking of triggered, my God, Ken.
Well, that is just a total lie when you put that clip in there.
I
like
didn't
that.
Save any clip. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You didn't save the clip.
No.
Who saved it?
I don't know. I don't even know where I am right now. I'm a cloud nine. I don't care about Biden.
Do you have no morals? Do you have no scruples at all?
I think we know the answer to that.
Oh, geez.
I think we do. News this morning that Dominion Voting has filed a $1 billion with a B, actually in excess of that, dollar lawsuit, defamation lawsuit against former New York City mayor and attorney to the former president, Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani.
Oh.
It's a 107-page lawsuit filed in federal district court in Washington, and it accuses Giuliani of carrying out, quote, a viral disinformation campaign about Dominion, unquote, made up of demonstrably false allegations, in part to enrich himself through legal fees in his podcast. They're looking for about $1.3 billion $1 million, and they're basing the lawsuit on 50 different statements that Giuliani made on Twitter, on the podcast, and at legislative hearings.
Well, he could save a little bit if he defends himself. He'll probably defend himself on this one.
Let's have trial by combat.
Ibid, Your Honor. Boston Mayor, not for long, Marty Walsh, will provide an update later today, most likely, on whether the pause is going to continue.
Listen, why can't he? Why can't, when the governor says last week, open it up a little bit,
right?
Why can't the labor secretary just turn around and say, yes, open it up right at the same time? Why does he have to examine the data?
I don't know.
I mean, is he examining any data? I presented him with data when he was on this show last time, and he denied all of it was data.
Right. He said he was going to get back to you.
So we're going to get an update soon? I mean,
we're going to get an update soon. You know, you mentioned earlier that Boston will allow restaurants and some other businesses to stay open like the state will. But as far as places like gyms, aquariums, and museums, they're going to stay in phase two, step two. So they're going to be shut down still right now. Yeah. So we're hoping that we'll know soon whether Boston will be able to move to phase three. But here is Mayor Walsh.
We're going to continue to evaluate the situation in our city and provide an update on whether this pause will continue or end next week.
His deal was until he's confirmed, he can't ease back. As soon as Congress confirms, then he can give the ease back.
Yep. See you later.
I mean, open the gyms up, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous.
You got to wear a mask in the gym anyway, so what?
I mean, open it up.
What's the diff?
Let people stay healthy.
People are dying. Dying when it comes to their economic. They're in horrible economic condition.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You haven't mentioned garlic recently, have you?
No.
Okay, good. Over the weekend, Larry King passed away at the age of 87.
Yes.
He had been in the hospital for some time. He was admitted earlier this month with COVID-19. And of course, news of his death was announced yesterday or Saturday by his media company. And we have this interesting clip from 2014 when Larry did an interview with Conan O'Brien where he said he wanted to be frozen.
I don't believe in an afterlife. I never made that leap of faith. So that means when you die, it's bye-bye, baby. So the only hope is to be frozen and then someday they cure whatever you died of and you're back. When I go, I want to be frozen.
Wow. They can freeze them until there's a cure for COVID.
Oh, they got the vaccine, so they can thaw them out and give them the vaccine.
It's exactly how Dwight Schrute wants to go.
You know, he interviewed over 50,000 people.
Are you kidding me? That's unbelievable. Jesus.
If you think of anybody, virtually anybody over the last 40 years who had any kind of notoriety whatsoever, Larry King interviewed them.
That's impressive.
Seven marriages, too. That's more impressive than Brady's 10 Super Bowls.
How many kids? It's like seven marriages.
He has 147
one
kids.
One kid. Well, he got married when he was like, 80. So they.
He has
a ton of kids?
I think so.
Okay. He has five kids.
Five kids.
What did you guys? Nine grandchildren.
The oldest is 70, the youngest is four.
Seven.
Youngest is 70 as a 7-year-old?
I think it's like six or seven. Yeah. I think it's young.
Jeez.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you have kids at 60.
That's what happens when you take Viagra.
Did you guys see the Piers Morgan tweet that got a lot of people offended over the weekend?
No.
So
what a shock.
I believe it was Saturday morning, I think, is when we all woke up to the news. And he tweeted this. Larry King was a hero of mine until we fell out after I replaced him at CNN. And he said my show was like watching your mother-in-law go over a cliff in your new Bentley. He married eight times, so a mother-in-law expert. But he was a brilliant broadcaster and a masterful TV interviewer.
Oh. What a tribute.
What did they say? It was too soon?
Jesus. Too soon.
It's just such a narcissistic thing to post to make his death about what he said to you about how you replaced him.
Yeah. The body's not even cold yet.
Well, it's frozen, Danielle.
And
well,
he did fail miserably doing it. I mean, Piers was done within a year.
Jeez. Let's get to Florida, not like the rest of us. Oh, one moment, please.
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's way.
Not like the rest of us.
Another day in Florida.
Cocaine, right? I thought that was just for people in Florida.
Well, if we ever get to make another trip down to Florida for spring training, I know where Greg's going to be, at the Fungin.
What is, Ken mentioned the Fungin during the 6 o'clock hour.
It's a portmanteau, Greg. Fun and dungeon. Okay. Get it? The Fungin. Yeah. So this is in Jacksonville, and according to the sheriff's office there, there's this very luxurious home that's being used essentially as a brothel. And neighbors started tipping off the police to some unusual activity that was going there. And a local news station, News 4 Jax, did some research, and they found that a 50-year-old woman, Anna Domino, lives there and rents the property. Now, on social media, she's known as Madam D. I don't know. I don't know if I can say the name of the group, but I'm going to try anyway. Ken, do with it what you will. Her group online is called the Prostate Queens.
Oh, okay.
Okay, right. Sounds like they're doing some milking. And the house is rented for $4,000 a month. So I guess they have people coming and going, doing the prostitution stuff. And so police set up a big sting. They arrested her and another woman on Tuesday. She's facing numerous different charges. And this is the... this is Mike Bruno, who's director of investigations at the sheriff's office.
That speaks to the point that this can happen anywhere. And obviously, our first goal was to get into the house, figure out what's going on, and make the first round of arrest and to stop this type of activity and to protect the girls.
And so, did they realize that there were, like, guys coming in and out all day long, every hour of the day? Is that
correct?
How they figured out? Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, it is the anything goes state. I mean,
that's
trying
true.
To make a living, you know. Yeah. It's COVID going on. Right.
Yeah. That's very true. Now, there's a lawyer.
Can I get the COVID discount?
Yes. It's like a senior discount. Like the double check. There's a Tennessee lawyer who has lost his license for 4 years. After he posted advice on Facebook on how to get away with murder. And this is one of those things you would think an attorney would know better than to do,
yeah.
But sometimes they don't. So back in 2017, this guy, Winston Bradshaw Sitton, talk about an attorney name, had a friend who was going through a bad breakup with her kid's father. And she asked about the legality of carrying a gun in her car. So he basically goes on to give her advice to say that she should lure him into her home and claim that he broke in with intent to do harm and she feared for her life so she could shoot him and kill him. He doubles down in the post, Greg, and says, like, yes, I'm giving this advice as a lawyer. And if you're even remotely serious, you should delete the thread because it could be used as proof of premeditation against her in trial.
Yeah.
So in response to that, she goes, I wish he would try. And he goes, keep mum about this. Nothing was ever deleted. We have screenshots for days.
Oh, God.
So the guy tries to argue that, like, well, I don't really know this woman. She's just a Facebook friend. And, you know, I was kind of joking around, but they yanked his license to practice law
That's
for 4 years.
Probably right. They probably should.
Yes, they should.
You should not be giving advice on how to kill somebody and get away with it if you're an attorney.
It's really not bad advice, though. Self-defense.
What is the thing? I'm not a Facebook person, Danielle, as you know.
Yes.
What is the thing where people are upset because they're monitoring your off-app activity or something like that?
It's probably something that you gave them permission to do by not reading terms of service. You checked the little box and said, okay, I agree to it. But basically, this tracker was made available about a year ago, I want to say. And it basically extends to any apps outside Facebook where they don't need... It's like the old, I talked about something over the weekend but never Googled it, and now I'm seeing an ad for it on my phone. That's how they do it. So, for instance, like if you don't have the Facebook app open on your phone, but you open up like the Dunkin' Donuts app to order a coffee, Facebook knows that you ordered a coffee via Dunkin'.
So they can push
the ad. It's just like the social network.
Even when you're not on Facebook, they know everything that you're doing?
Everything.
Yeah. That's kind of alarming, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It showed how many Bernie memes Ken shared over the weekend. Showed how many times Jermaine Googled Snow Bowl.
That's it?
Yeah.
Well, I want to know that.
God.
Every time you open up your browser, Greg, it's just a giant bar pizza.
It's good. Just keep track of the nut jobs out there.
Yeah.
Is it, though?
Yeah, I mean,
listen. But we have groups like the third iteration of North Shore Beefs getting restricted by Zuckerberg, but they can't pull down, like, threats of murder. Okay. Yes, suspect.
We're up against the clock, Danielle, so we'll continue in a moment.
Okay.
And there is some breaking Army Hammer is a cannibal news that we must get to coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.